stirring the Syrian potboiler.
I have announced in a press conference on Thursday that the decision to lift emergency law has already been taken.
Are you saying that emergency law will be lifted?
Absolutely.
A senior advisor to Syrian President Assad tries to stay ahead of growing protests and the increasing boldness of the Syrian people confronting their own government.
Lifting the emergency law after the protests start? Is the Syrian revolution already out of the barn? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A discussion of the troubled road to Damascus. Syria stands alone in the revolutions looming in the Middle East on Monday, March 28th.
But let's go to the headlines now for an update from Libya, where NATO is taking over.
NATO allies have decided to take on the whole military operation in Libya under the United Nations Security Council resolution.
That announcement came last night from NATO's Secretary General Anders Rasmussen. Defense Secretary Robert Gates tells NBC News the U.S. military can now take a step back.
I think we have, to a very large extent, completed the military mission in terms of getting it set up.
President Obama will address the nation tonight about the U.S. involvement in Libya. Meanwhile, the rebels continue their westward push toward Tripoli. This morning, they've reportedly reached the outskirts of Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. Following a round of allied airstrikes on that city, Sirte is halfway between the rebel capital of Benghazi and Tripoli.
In the past hour, Egypt's military rulers announced parliamentary elections will be held in September. No date was given on the presidential election, though. In Syria, government soldiers have been sent to several cities that were the scene of violence over the weekend. We'll have more on the situation in Syria coming up. And in Yemen, talks aimed at ending the standoff between President Ali Saleh and the opposition have stalled. Radiation levels that can prove fatal have been detected outside the reactors at Japan's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant for the first time. The seawater pumped into cool reactors is so radioactive this morning that 4 hours of exposure could lead to death. Officials believe the spike in radiation could also be coming from a partial meltdown in reactor number two. Officials are saying that the highly radioactive water is leaking into the ocean and into the soil around the plant. Emergency workers can't get close enough to remove the water. Until they get it out, they can't get back to work fixing the reactor's cooling systems.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments tomorrow on the largest sex discrimination lawsuit in history. It's a class action suit by more than a million, 1.5 million women, actually. It claims Walmart offered unequal pay and fewer promotions. The court will decide if the case can go forward en masse as a class action suit. And Virginia Commonwealth crashing the party to some extent. The 11th seed beat Kansas, which was the last one seed left. There's only one, but they joined Butler, UConn, and Kentucky as college basketball's last four teams standing. There is no one
four,
or two
there's
seed.
Four seeds. There's four one seeds for each region.
Right.
The actual one seed was Ohio State, and they got eliminated.
But there's no one or two left in the Final Four at all. We're going to
talk Cinderellas. We're not going to say Cinderella.
No,
here.
We're not using that term. March Madness all month long. We have a discussion going at thetakeaway.org. Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. I have my brackets up there. Some guest contributes as well. You can contribute to the discussion there and follow the action at takeaway.org.
Asian and European markets are mixed this morning. Futures are up for Wall Street, and oil is a little bit down, trading above $1.04 a barrel this morning, or $104 a barrel this morning. The Dow gets underway at 12,220. The S&P opens at 1,313, and the NASDAQ starts trading at 2743. Coming up, a look at peer pressure. We're going to talk with Pulitzer Prize-winning author Tina Rosenberg, who explains why peer pressure is an important, powerful social movement. And over in Washington, conservatives and liberals alike are concerned about America's role in Libya. There'll be a lot happening this week as they try to get out in front of a policy, which may be in the past as the president speaks to the nation tonight. But first, Syria. Does it stand alone? And how difficult is the road to Damascus? We'll talk in a few minutes.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.